You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
Hello and welcome to Facebook Radio here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Eric Dye, and we certainly thank you for tuning in. Facebook Radio gives you the latest news from an entrepreneur standpoint to help you utilize Facebook to your marketing advantage, as well as meeting business success stories and also our recommendations on Facebook business pages and a whole lot more. In this episode of Facebook Radio, shouldn't Facebook offer sponsor stories on an opt-in basis? David Berkowitz is Senior Director of Emerging Media and Innovation for digital marketing agency 360i, where he develops social media and mobile programs for marketers spanning the media and entertainment, retail, travel, and CPG industries. Facebook's latest advertising offering, Sponsored Stories, is a characteristic of the company: bold, clever, and lacking empathy. While the move is unlikely to encounter a revolt by users, it may make some queasy. The reason? Consider these two questions. Would you be okay with Facebook advertising using your status updates in their ads without your consent? When you publicly interact with your favorite companies on Facebook, is it okay for those companies to feature your post in a way that only your friends can see them? If you're fine with the first scenario, then Facebook can do no wrong by you. If you're against the second, you're so ardently against commercial activity that you won't interact with brands anyway. While comments on Mashable's post describing sponsor stories reveal polarized opinions, most people will find themselves in the murky middle ground. The critical opinions of sponsor stories stem from a problem endemic to Facebook. There's a lack of empathy at the company that is often reminiscent of the patient case studies filling the books of Dr. Oliver Sacks. Even as Aaron Sorkin goes to great lengths to call his portrayal of Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network a work of fiction, every so often Facebook reminds us of why the movie feels all too real. Is the company run by someone who can relate to other people? There's a perfect example of this in the video Facebook posted to announce Sponsored Stories. At 1:08 into the video, the camera closes in on Kent, a goatee product manager who perhaps in his late 30s looks like Facebook's oldest employee by a good 5 or 10 years. Kent looks you in the eye and says, "Anything that one of your friends is seeing as a sponsored story which features some of your content is actually something they would have already seen in their newsfeed." It's a classic Facebook moment that left me yelling at my laptop. Kent probably couldn't hear me, but I was trying to tell him, "No, you don't get it. When my friends first saw my check-ins, updates, and application interactions, it was organic. It was because at the precise moment, I wanted them to see it. I felt like sharing it. It came from my heart." Yet when it later appears as a sponsored story, it has nothing to do with me. It's a brand paying to promote something I said or did outside of the moment and context in which I did it. It doesn't matter if my friends already saw it or couldn't have seen it. What matters is when and why and how I originally shared it. Kent, please tell me Aaron Sorkin was wrong about your company. Please, please tell me you can understand my concern. Facebook was backtracked from controversy before. This most famously happened with Beacon, but it happens just about every time Facebook launches a product or significantly changes its site. With sponsored stories, the change it needs to make is more than cosmetic, but it's also straightforward. What Facebook needs to do, if it wants to speak to its users in a way that shows it really understands them, is to offer sponsored stories on an opt-in basis. On the most basic level, it could offer a blanket opt-in or opt-out option to participate in sponsored stories housed under privacy settings and linked to any sponsored story that runs. Facebook could also give users more granular control. Here's how it could work. Marketers will say they want to start running sponsored stories. Facebook, using the same homepage, Real Estate, where it encouraged you to find more of your friends, would tell you a marketer would like to feature your post in sponsored stories. While marketers can't select specific posts to feature, Facebook would provide users with the name of the marketer and examples of the kinds of actions from that user it would like to feature, along with a clear description on sponsored stories. Most users would likely select yes or no, just as they do in simple polling boxes, while a minority would dig deeper and learn more. Users would be told it's a way for a favorite brand to share related posts with more of the user's friends. In the process, users would learn that they have control over their content and that they come first. When users lose control, they will speak up. There have been other suggestions for improvements to sponsored stories that are less realistic. For instance, some people who commented would like to get paid when brands promote their interactions. That would only cheapen the value of those interactions. Whether it's a nickel or a dollar or $5, whatever price brands would pay would fall short of the value of the unsolicited brand advocacy. We don't know if Facebook's next move. While many marketers will test sponsored stories, as well they should, users will only trust Facebook marketers to the extent they trust Facebook. With each new ad product, there's more at stake. Showing more empathy with users will ensure its ads are even more successful. Remember, Facebook advertisers are users too. On our next episode of Facebook Radio, we will be joining a special guest who I personally have had the privilege of knowing over the years and who has had a tremendous business success as well as an influence within his industry. And you surely do not want to miss this episode of Facebook Radio. And I would definitely recommend submitting your email in the upper right-hand corner of the EPN website, which is epodcastnetwork.com, so you never miss another show on EPN. Eric Dye here for Facebook Radio for the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Until next time, enjoy.
The EPodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Dan Waldschmidt. Join me for Edgy Conversations right here on EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.